When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Who will buy this wonderful morning? Such a sky you never do see. Who will tie it up with a ribbon and put it in a box for me? So I can see it at my leisure whenever things go wrong. And I will keep it as a treasure to last my whole life long. This wonderful feeling, I'm so high, I swear I could fly. Me, oh my, I don't want to lose it. So what am I to do to keep the sky so blue? There must be someone who will buy. Such a sky you never did see. Who will tie it up with a ribbon and put it in a box for me? There'll never be a day so sunny. It could not happen twice. Where is the man with all the money? It's cheap at half the price. Wonderful feeling, I'm so high, I swear I could fly. Me, oh my, I don't want to lose it. So what am I to do to keep the sky so blue? There must be someone who will buy. Who will buy?
And there must be some listeners who will buy 54 minutes of Lionel Bart's timeless score to the musical Oliver. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, Dickensian NPR station. That was Ethel Ennis giving us a jazzy version of Who Will Buy, one of the many memorable and catchy tunes from Lionel Bart's Oliver. And Oliver's a show many of you know, perhaps most of you know it from the Academy Award-winning 1968 film. A bit of an anomaly in its time, but we'll get to that. But seeing it on stage is something kind of rare and far between. I was in it in high school at Malvern High School up Island in the early 1970s, and I have to say I played the only non-singing role in the whole show. And does that still bother me to this day? Of course not. But the occasion today is encores at City Center that August Institution is doing, Oliver, for 2 weeks. That's sort of unprecedented, almost unprecedented, from May 3rd to May 14th. And you'll want to catch it because it's a kind of actually a rare occasion to see the show on stage. And many of the evening performances are earlier for the little ones to go and see Oliver, which, you know, it's probably the first great family-friendly musical, certainly after The Sound of Music. Well, Lionel Bart was the mastermind. He wrote the book Music and Lyrics, the first person to adapt Charles Dickens for the theatrical stage in a full-length musical. And he was British, obviously, Jewish, Cockney, interesting guy, very complicated. And he decided as an up-and-coming pop songwriter, he would go on to write From Russia with Love, for instance. He needed something a little more substantial in his portfolio. So he came up with this idea. He had worked with Joan Littlewood's Theater Workshop, which was kind of a left-wing organization in Stratford, and came up with a slightly different kind of musical. It had an amazing set by a designer named Sean Kenny, which was this giant sort of skeletal timber encrusted view of London that turned around on a turntable, and it was quite miraculous. But the story begins where it must, Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist in the 1830s, in the workhouse where the poor young boys who work there are dreaming of something beyond their reach.
Pounce him, pick him up and bounce him.
Wait!
the boy to task. May I be so curious as to ask his name?
Oliver.
Never before has a boy wanted more.
Oliver.
Won't ask for more when he knows what's in store. There's a dark, thin, winding stairway without any banister, which will throw him down and feed him on cockroaches served in a canister.
Oliver.
What will he do when he's turned black and blue? He will curse the day somebody named him Oliver. Never before has a boy wanted more.
Oliver. He won't ask for more when he knows what's in store.
There's a sorted chimney long overdue for a sweeping out, which will push him up, and one day next year with the rats he'll be creeping out.
Oliver.
What will he do in this terrible stew? He will rue the day somebody named him
Oliver.
Get a good price for him, Mr. Bumble.
One boy, boy for sale, he's going cheap, only 7 guineas, that or thereabouts. Small boy, through lack of sleep, eat him cruel dinners, stop him getting stout. If I should say he wasn't very greedy, I could not hide telling you a tale. One boy, boy for sale, come take a peep. Have you ever seen as nice a boy?
Well, we had a trifecta of songs from Oliver, the first three songs pretty much. You get the whole story. So we had from the original London cast in 1960, Food, Glorious Food, and then from the Broadway 1964 production produced by David Merrick, Oliver, the title number, and then from a 1994 production produced by Cameron McIntosh on the West End, Boy for Sale, sung rather beautifully by James Saxon. Well, the story of Oliver is pretty clear. It's a young boy, an orphan, who finds himself put out of the workhouse and sent to deal with the vagaries of Victorian, actually pre-Victorian London. And one of the things that happens to him is he is sold by Mr. Bumble, the Beetle, to a man who runs a funeral home. And in the London production in 1960 and the New York production, it was played by an actor named Barry Humphreys, better known as Dame Edna Everidge, who left us last week. So as a tribute to Barry Humphreys, we will hear That's Your Funeral from the London cast album of Oliver.
He's a born undertaker's mute. I can see him in his black silk suit, following behind the funeral procession with his features fixed in a suitable expression. There'll be horses with tall black plumes to escort us to the family tombs, with mourners in all corners who've been taught to weep in tune. Then the coffin lined with satin. That's your funeral.
That's your funeral.
Large enough to wear your hat in. That's your funeral.
That's your funeral.
We're just here to glamorize you for that endless sleep. You might just as well look fetching when you're 6 feet deep. At the wake, we'll drink a toddy to the body beautiful. That's your funeral, not our funeral. That's your funeral. If you're fond of overeating, that's your funeral.
That's your funeral.
Starve yourself by undereating, that's your funeral.
That's my funeral.
Visualize the earth descending on you, clod by clod. You can't come back when you're buried underneath the sod.
We will not reduce our prices, keep your vice as usual.
That's your funeral, not our funeral. That's your funeral.
I don't think this song is funny.
That's your funeral.
That's your funeral.
Here's the boy, now where's the money?
That's your funeral.
That's your funeral.
We don't harbor thoughts macabre. There's no need to frown. In the end, we'll either burn you up or nail you down. We love coughs and wheezes and diseases called incurable. That's your funeral. No one else's funeral.
That's your.
That's your funeral.
Does it fall from skies above? Is it underneath the willow tree that I've been dreaming? Where is he? Who I close my eyes to see? Will I ever know that sweet hello that's meant for only me? Who can say where he may hide? Must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone who I can name something? Where say where he may hide? must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone who I can mean something to? Where
haunting and beautiful voice of Irene Krall singing Where is Love, Oliver's plea to find a mother in particular or someone who might love him. That was one of the number of tunes that transitioned into popular covers. Oliver hit London like a lightning bolt in 1960. It had very few people who thought it would amount to anything, but it wound up running 2,618 performances, the longest for any original West End musical of its time, and took a few years to come to America, but David Merrick picked it up, and it opened in 1964. Some of you may remember that these British young guys singing hits in their transatlantic adventure appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, and by which I mean the Beatles. So the cast of Oliver appeared in 1964, February of 1964, with the Beatles in their first appearance on American television. So that's a little trivia question for you if anyone wants to know what Broadway show appeared with the Beatles in that groundbreaking performance. But we stray. A movie was made of Oliver in 1968. It wasn't necessarily a done deal in the sense that by the late 60s, some musicals had failed, movie musicals had failed, but obviously there was a huge family audience. But it won, I think, at least 6 Academy Awards. Here is a rather extended number from it with Jack Wilde as the Artful Dodger. And I don't know who's dubbing Mark Lester. Some girl, I think, some 8-year-old girl. At any rate, consider yourself entertained.
Consider yourself at home. Consider yourself one of the family. I've taken to you so strong. It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself well in. Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares whatever we got, we share. If it's your chance to be, we should see some harder days. Empty larder days, white grouse. If it was your chance, we'll meet somebody to put the bill. Then the drinks are on the house. Consider yourself. Consider yourself
one of the family.
We've taken to you
so strong.
It's clear we're going to get along. Consider yourself
willing.
Consider yourself part of the furniture. There isn't a lot to spare. Who cares whatever we got, we share. Thank you.
Consider yourself part of the Broadway to Main Street family. I hope you're enjoying listening today. We are playing Oliver because Encores at City Center is reviving it from May 3rd to May 14th. You can go to nycitycenter.org and order your tickets. I would suggest you doing that. It's got a great cast. It's got Raul Esparza and Mary Testa, who we love as Widow Cornley, I forget what her name is. Anyway, can't lose with Mary Testa. And I want to take a moment to thank the Frederick Lowe Foundation for supporting us every week here on Broadway to Main Street. We'll do a Camelot show within the next week or so, I promise. Well, the character of Fagin has always been a little controversial in Oliver. It was written as a Jewish character by Dickens and played in a very stereotypical way in David Lean's film version of Oliver Twist by Alec Guinness. So people were a little touchy about it when it came to the stage, but it's opened the door for many, many talented people to come and play the part. Here is Jonathan Pryce teaching us how to pick a pocket or two from the 94 revival produced by Cameron McIntosh.
You see, Oliver, in this life, one thing counts in the bank, large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees. You've got to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Boys, you've got to pick a pocket or two.
Large amounts don't grow on trees. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Let's show Oliver how it's done, shall we, my dears? What should we break our backs stupidly paying tax? Better get some untaxed income. Better pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two, boys. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Crime doesn't pay. Robin Hood, what a crook, gave away what he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine. Get out and pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two, boys. You've got to pick a pocket or two. Tip from Bill Sykes, he can whip what he likes. I recall he started small, he had to pick a pocket or two. You got to pick a pocket or two, boys. Gotta pick a pocket or two.
We can be like old Bill Sykes.
Dear old gent, passing by, something nice takes his eye. Everything's clear, attack the rear. Get in and pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two, boys. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Hang the rear, attack the rear. Get in and pick a pocket or two.
When I see someone rich, both my thumbs start to itch, only to find some peace of mind. Oh, you have to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two. You've got to pick a pocket or two.
Just to find some peace of mind.
We have to pick a pocket or two.
Two.
for pleasure, small pleasures, who would deny us these? A gin toddy's large measures, no skimping if you please. I rough it, I love it, life is a game of chance. I'll never tire of it, leading this merry dance. If you don't mind having to go without things, it's a fine life.
Fine.
And though it ain't all jolly old pleasure outings, it's a fine life.
Fine.
And when you've got someone to love, you forget your cares and strife. Let the prudes look down on us, let the wide world frown on us, it's a fine, fine life. And you've gone out of it, you'll have met every one of you.
Cares if straight laces smear at us in the street? A fine airs and fine graces don't have to sin to eat.
We wander through London, who knows what we may find? There's pockets left undone on many a behind. If you don't mind taking it like it turns out, it's a fine life.
Fine life.
I keep the candle burning until it burns out, it's a fine life.
Fine life.
And though you sometimes do come by the occasional black eye, you can always cover one while he blacks the other one, but you don't dare cry. Come on, old darling, sing it out, the old sister. These trappings,
these tatters,
these we can just afford. What future?
What matters?
We got our bed and board. If you don't mind having to deal with Fagin, it's a fine life.
Fine.
And though diseased rats threaten to bring the plague in, it's a fine life.
Fine life.
But the grass is green and dense. On the right side of the fence. And we take good care of it, that we get our share of it, and we don't
think
if you don't mind having to like or lump it, it's a fine life.
Fine.
And though there's no tea sipping and eating crumpet, it's a fine life.
Fine life.
Not for me, the happy home, happy husband, happy wife, though it sometimes touches me, for the likes of such as me, mine's a fine, fine life.
That was Georgia Brown as Nancy from the original London and Broadway production. That's a Broadway recording of Oliver. Like Lionel Bart, she came from a lower middle class Jewish background in London. I think her original name was Lillian Knott or something like that. And she obviously changed it because she heard the song Sweet Georgia Brown. So isn't that an interesting tidbit? We will hear the Bob Duro Quartet take on I'd Do Anything. Oliver didn't really produce as many kind of jazzy recordings as most shows did from the early 1960s, but I think this one is pretty swell. Thank you.
go, but while you're working, this place I'm pacing round, until you're home, safe and sound. Fare thee well, but be back soon. Who can tell where danger's lurking? Do not forget this tune. Be back soon. You can go, but be back soon. You can go, but bring back plenty of pocket handkerchiefs. And you should be clever thieves. Whip it quick and be back soon. There's a sixpence here for 20. Ain't that a lovely tune? Be back soon.
Our pockets allow, they watch us now. That time's upon the hour.
Our bullet back, how long is that?
The crown jewels from the tower. We know the most sheep runners,
but they don't know this tune.
Cheerio, but be back soon. I don't know, somehow I'll miss you. I love you, that's why I say cheerio, not goodbye. Don't be gone, don't be back soon. Give me one long last look, bless you. Remember our old tune. Be back soon.
We must disappear, we'll be back here today. Perhaps tomorrow we'll miss you too.
It's sad but true, the parting is such sweet sorrow.
And we're very in the distance. You'll hear this whisper tune.
Cheerio, but be back soon. I don't know, somehow I'll miss you. I love you, that's why I...
That was Rowan Atkinson. Yes, Mr. Bean taking his hand at playing Fagin. Well, one of the things that Oliver has, you know, is that kind of, it helps set the stereotype, I suppose, stereotype for that kind of Victorian London musical. You certainly see it in the film Scrooge with Albert Finney, which reused many of the same sets from the film of Oliver, a little bit in Sweeney Todd, a little bit, I guess, in My Fair Lady, which obviously preceded it. But I call it one of those tankard banging numbers where Cockneys take their tankards and they bang them on the table and they sing songs of, you know, various levels of repute. So this is Alma Cogan. Does anybody know Alma Cogan? Raise your hand. She was considered to be the Doris Day of England, a really great pop singer in the 50s and 60s, and made fun of by Monty Python constantly. I'm not sure why. She died way before her time. She was also Jewish. At any rate, they released a studio recording of Oliver in the 1960s. So here she is to take us to a little bit in the old oom-pa-pa.
Go. There's a little ditty they're singing in the city, especially when they've been on the gin or the beer. If you got the patience, your own imaginations will tell you just exactly what you want to hear. Um ba ba, um ba ba, that's how it goes. Um ba ba, um ba ba, everyone knows. They all suppose what they want to suppose. And Mr. Percy's non-grass would often have the odd glass, but never when he thought anybody could see. Secretly buy it and drink it on the quiet, and dream he was an earl with a girl on each knee. Oh, papa, oh, papa, that's how it goes. Oh, papa, oh, papa, everyone knows. And what is the cause of his red shiny nose? Could it be oom-pa-pa? A pretty little Sally goes walking down the alley, displays her pretty ankles to all of the men. They can see her garters, but not for free and gratis, an inch or two, and then she knows when to say when. Oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa, that's how it goes. Oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa. Whether it shows, it's the same oom-pa-pa. She was from the country, but now she's up a gum tree. She let a fella feed her, then lead her along. Oh, what's the good of crying? She's made a better lying. She's glad to bring the coin in and join in this song.
Papa, papa, that's how it goes.
The same blushing rose, it's the same on papa. All together, there's a little ditty they're singing in the city, especially when they've been on the gin or the beer. If you've got the patience, your own imagination will tell you just exactly what you want to hear.
Oh papa, oh papa, that's how it goes.
Got a heart, hasn't he? Joking apart, hasn't he? And though I'd be the first one to say that I wasn't a saint, I'm finding it hard to be really as black as they paint. I'm reviewing the situation. Can a fellow be a villain all his life? All the trials and tribulations, I better settle down and get myself a wife. And the wife would cook and serve for me, and come for me, and go for me, and go for me, and nag at me. The finger she will wag at me, the money she will take from me, a misery she'll make for me. I think I better think it out again. So, where should I go? Somebody? Who do I know? Nobody. All my dearest companions have always been villains and thieves. So at my time of life, I should start turning over new leaves. I'm reviewing the situation. If you want to eat, you've got to earn a bob. Is it such a humiliation for a robber to perform an honest job? So, a job I'm getting, possibly. I wonder how the boss will be. I wonder if he'll take to me. What bonuses he'll make to me. I'll start at 8 and finish late at normal rate. And all the wait, I think I better think it out again. What happens when I'm 70? Must come a time, 70, when you're old and it's cold, and who cares if you live or you die? Your one consolation's the money you may have put by. I'm reviewing the situation. I'm a bad man, a bad man, I shall stay. You'll be seeing no transformation, but it's wrong to be a rogue in every way. I don't want nobody hurt for me or made to do the dirt for me. This rotten life is not for me, it's getting far too hot for me. Don't want no one to rob for me, but who will find a job for me? I don't care what they've got for me, but who will change the plot for me? I think I'll have to think it out again.
That was Keith Michelle on a solo album of Broadway tunes, singing Broadway and West End tunes, singing, reviewing the situation. Very well done, in my opinion. Oliver probably would not have been the same success it was without its great 11 o'clock torch song, As Long As He Needs Me. It was recorded by, I think, over 100 people, artists, significant artists, sometimes switched to As Long As She Needs Me. Not as good as I don't think Sammy sang it that way. Here is Shirley Bassey, who was seriously considered for a while to play Nancy in the film version, until the producers felt they could not countenance a black actress playing Nancy. Too bad they lost out, but you don't here at Broadway to Main Street.
long as he needs me, as long as life is long, I'll love him right or wrong, and somehow I'll be strong, as long as he If you are lonely, then you will know. When someone needs you, you love them so. I won't betray his trust, though people say
one of the great Torch songs of all time, certainly a case of, I think Nancy needs to go see codependent counseling, don't you? Doesn't end well, I promise you. Well, Oliver certainly ends well as a creative and financial entity. You can see it again from May 3rd to May 14th at Encores. I suggest you do. NYCityCenter.org is your way to go. Let us end sort of where we began with the London recording from 1960. With Ron Moody, who played the original Fagin and played it in the movie, played it on Broadway briefly, reviewing his situation. And as we review our situation here on Broadway to Main Street, I can only say it is, as ever, a wonderful opportunity to spend 54 minutes with you.
Can somebody change? It's possible. Maybe it's strange, but it's possible. All my bosom companions and treasures, I've left them behind. I'll turn a leaf over, and who can tell what I may find?
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.